News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A press conference later on this morning, the Dublin Airport Authority is going to provide an update on the DAA's efforts to increase the limit on the current 32 million passenger cap at Dublin Airport. But how is the cap hindering Ireland's tourism vision? I'm joined now by Owen O'Mara Walsh, Chief Executive at Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Good morning to you, Owen. The passenger cap, how big of an obstacle do you see it as being to Irish tourism?
Yeah, it's the biggest single, if you like, handbrake on growth. So about 70% of the Irish tourism economy is made up of international visitation. So if we want to grow in the future, and we're cautiously optimistic, some of the obstacles and some of the roadblocks need to be moved out of the way. And the biggest single one is the passenger cap at Dublin Airport, because, you know, Cork is doing fairly well, Shannon is doing fairly well, but growth at those airports is never going to compensate for lost business at Dublin. So it's a big, big issue. And the new incoming government has got to get real and has got to get serious about it.
OK, I know we're hearing on the airwaves this morning that the numbers of people who visited Ireland last year were actually lower than the year before, which I suppose is a worry, although apparently tourism spending was up. But do you see it as you said, it's an obstacle, it's a break, it's all of those things. Do you see it as something that is urgent, or this is something that has to happen over time? I mean, in terms of I suppose, monies that are being lost by the industry, this is significant, is it, on a day-to-day basis?
It is. And just as a point of clarity, visitor numbers were actually up last year, but the length of stay of visitors was down, which is a concern. But visitor numbers were up, thankfully. It is a big issue. It does need to be tackled urgently. It's been rumbling on for ages. And the problem is that it causes great uncertainty. And if you think of an aircraft, I mean, this is pretty self-evident, but an aircraft is the definition of a mobile asset. And airlines who will be talking to Dublin or considering Ireland and are coming up against the cap and can't get slots, they will go elsewhere and we'll lose business to the UK or to Europe. That's the big concern. And by the way, I speak from a tourism perspective, but this is as important for FDI, for exports, for the whole overall economy. I think it's the biggest strategic economic issue that the new incoming government has got to face. So I think it has to be given top priority.
We've been talking about this for quite a long time, around a year, I would imagine. We've been discussing the passenger cap, Ryanair. I've been talking about it, the DAA. I've been talking about it, other stakeholders. I've been talking about it too. Why is it taking so long?
It's taking so long because it's going through the planning process. So Fingal are the local authority who are responsible, if you like, for the planning of it. And it's a complicated issue. I mean, first of all, I suppose it should have been tackled years ago, but due to COVID and so on, it only really was seriously tackled in the last 18 months. But the planning system isn't, to my mind, fit for purpose for such a strategic national interest.
Dublin Airport used to be under strategic infrastructure. That's how it was viewed. It wasn't under a local planning authority always. And do we know why it was moved that way? I know the cap is to do with roads and all of that, but being moved into local planning, do we know why that happened?
I don't know the history of it, and I'm not a planning expert, but what I can tell you is that, you know, the local authority having to wrestle with this huge strategic national issue is not the way to go. And there needs to be some sort of oversight and some sort of intervention to either fast track the planning to come to the right decision, or else needs to do some sort of legislative intervention, an amendment of the Planning Act to allow Dublin Airport wriggle room and headroom to grow responsibly. Because, as I say, we're an island nation. There's no roads, there's no bridges, there's no tunnels. We're a small open economy. We hugely depend on air access, and Dublin is the main gateway to the island. And there's a problem there at the moment.
And very lastly and briefly, Owen, do you hear in terms of mood music from government and from the powers that be? Do you hear, I suppose, or get a sense that they want this and that they are behind this changing?
Yeah, I think they all get it. Like, so what was interesting during, you know, prior to the election, there was a lot of sort of deferring to the planning process and stuff. But when the election actually happened, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and indeed Sinn Féin, in their manifestos put in the fact that the Dublin Airport passenger cap had to be lifted. So that needs to be replicated. That commitment needs to be replicated in the programme for government. But it's not just kind of a commitment to it. It's also how they're going to go about it. That's equally important, because otherwise this is going to take too long.
Owen O'Mara Walsh, Chief Executive at the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Thank you for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.